Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Youthful and the doubtful. And there is an attitude that they'll be fine. Why should they take the vaccine? Maybe you will get a long-haul syndrome that we're not really sure what it is yet, but a lingering consequence of COVID. Or maybe you go home and kiss your grandmother and wind up killing your grandmother.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake.
Colleagues on the other side of the aisle just can't resist stretching out the pandemic, using it as a rationale for additional spending.
They keep going and going and going.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to Francis Xavier Bellotti, the former attorney general, former lieutenant governor of Massachusetts. He is 98 years old today, and he's still in great physical condition. He's a great guy. He's been in this studio before in Needham, and I hope he'll be back soon to say hello to us. 98 years old, and I remember when he was running for AG against Elliot Richardson. I think it was 1966. I think I was 14 years old, and he'd already been around the track a few times. But I think it was his third or fourth statewide race. Wow. He's the oldest rat in the barn, as the old Secretary of State in North Carolina used to say. But happy birthday, Frank Bellotti, and many happy returns. It's also other people's birthday, too. Ron Popeil is 86. And Elizabeth Warren, did she just tweet out about her dog, Bailey, as opposed to Otis, who's not coming down for breakfast? How old is Bailey?
I'm not sure. I think 4, maybe?
Yeah.
He got a burrito for his birthday.
Was a burrito. He was. I thought after she dropped out of the presidential race, he would be returned to those people who Mara Healey just reached a consent degree with to get back the
lease. The dogs.
Release the dogs. The leases on the dog leases. Who knew?
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Who knew? Who knew? Joining us now, as he does once a month, to talk about the real estate market in the New England area is Justin Manning from J.J. Manning Auctioneers. And Justin, thanks for being with us here. Is the situation in terms of properties available to sell as dire as it's made out to be in the press?
I tell you. Before we get into that, I just want to tell you, I'm also a notary, Howie, so if you need your vaccination paperwork notarized, I can take care of that for you as well. But to answer the question, the inventory is super low. I was telling someone the other day, the poor builders are hustling as fast as they can to get properties up and for sale, because we've got somewhere around 1 million homes on MLS in the country, and generally that number falls between 3 to 7 million, depending on
Wow.
the economy. So it's incredible.
Wow. So in other words, this is really a seller's market. This is the once in a generation, or maybe once in two generations, seller's market.
This is the biggest seller's market that I've seen in my 29 years in doing what I do. And so for me, the weirdism within my industry is that I've never seen more bidders at real estate auctions, and I've never seen the prices go to the level they're going. But it's not for me or for you to decide as the auctioneer or the seller. It's the market speaking. So when the market speaks right now, it's speaking strong and loud. And again, the auctions are flushing out all the money, because in this market right now, the demand is so bulgingly great.
Now, but it can't be great across the board. I mean, is it there are certain segments where it's not so great, correct?
Yeah, I think we're blessed in where we live, because if we get into, you know, everyone around here, that if you're near a metropolis in a city, the rural areas around that have benefited from the exodus from those metropolis areas. When you might get into lower income states and lower income areas, maybe they're not seeing that swing. But I tell you what, I just got an email from the Cape and Islands MLS a couple weeks ago, and it said that the median sale price for a home on the Cape and Islands is up 47% over last year.
Wow.
So, yes, there's pockets. There's pockets for sure.
Wow. So, and with an auction, you don't, with this kind of demand, there's less need for a broker than there is in normal times, correct?
I love brokers, because brokers have been in the industry so long. They're just, you know, they're savvy. They understand what to do. But the issue we've got at this moment in time, we're again falling into unprecedented new waters. So at the end of the day, we all took economics, whether we paid attention or not. You know, maybe at Babson I didn't pay attention enough when it was economics class, but maybe I should have, because what we're seeing now is a scenario where if you let the market speak in its purest scenario, i.e. an auction, then you know you've flushed out all the money. So brokers, especially a lot of newer ones, probably haven't seen this type of scenario. So they're clamoring to do the best job they can for their client. But I feel like, unfortunately, there's many instances where there's a lot of money being left on the table, but nobody really knows, do they? Because they haven't set the price, like every other commodity, at auction in this fire-like market.
And you could, J.J. Manning Auctioneers can sell commercial or retail properties, or they can sell single-family or multifamily dwellings. You could sell anything, correct? At an auction?
Well, here's the thing. I always say, well, think of real estate brokers, Howie. They fall into two buckets. You're either a residential real estate broker that sells homes, or you're a commercial real estate broker that sells office space and industrial buildings. So in the auction world, we are experts in selling real estate at auction. So I don't sell horses, and I don't sell Hummels, and I don't sell boats. We sell real estate at auction. So that is our niche. But right now, like tomorrow, for a Howie Carr listener, we're selling his home in Hopkinton on a pond in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. He has elected to sell. He didn't want to deal with all the brokers. He didn't want to do for sale by owner. He wanted us to flesh out all the money. He's had pre-auction offers that he's declined that have been pretty strong, because he wants the auction to do its job. And I tell you what, he's giving himself good advice. He knows what he's talking about.
How many people have signed up to go to his auction?
Well, we've had three pre-auction offers that have all been declined. And then people always ask me, Howie, how do you qualify the buyers?
Yeah.
And the answer is always the same, with cash. So tomorrow they'll show up in body with a bank check to compete. And I would say we'll probably see, it's not an absolute auction, so it has a low reserve, but we'll probably see 12 to 15 bidders. If he did it with no reserve, or also known as absolute, you know, the last one we did for Howie Listener in Yarmouth, we had 30 bidders because it was absolute. So, you know, it's. But I understand when people have some trepidation with it, because they think,
right,
oh, I don't want to give it away.
Right.
But ultimately, it really flushes it all out.
So they all have to show up with a check, right? A cashier's check?
They have to show up with a bank check, because one of the most important things I always say is we have to provide certainty. We can't advertise a property for a month, do the auction, have a buyer, and then have the person say, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. We need to provide certainty to our client who has chosen to use this service so that they have a defined timeline. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, another Howie listener in Needham, he had to sell it on a certain date because he had already identified the house he was moving to in Florida. He had moving trucks set up. He had the whole timeline set up. People need they need that.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to call you tonight, how soon could you have it up for auction?
So I always say we can usually work as fast as you need, but it's not about how fast, it's how right. I had somebody recently say to me, I want you to do the auction in 2 weeks, and then I want you to give the buyer 2 weeks to close. And I said, in good faith, I can't do that. I need 30 days to market it. and then we'll give them 30 days to close. So that's 2 months. But when I say 2 months, Howie, that's a hard 2 months. It's not, oh, well, the appraiser's behind. Oh,
right.
The inspector this. Oh, the septic guy. No, 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 no. This is as hard as
they
hard
found
can
lead paint.
Hard money.
They found lead paint. I know. I've been there, you know.
I will tell you right now that we just were hired by a family to sell 0.003% of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's 1,760 acres of land, and they have chosen to use the auction. It's an absolute auction. It's grouped into seven parcels. It's a major, major land auction. But people that know industry and understand commerce understand that when we set these up the right way, you're not leaving money on the table unless the rest of the world lets you grab that buy. And that's the
right
thing at an auction. Someone can only get a buy if everybody else lets them, and they don't.
Yeah, when someone says 978, could you ask if minimum bids are available? That's what you mean when you say you have the one in Hopkinton tomorrow has minimum bids. That's what you mean, right?
That's correct. So the auctions fall into two buckets. They have reserve / minimum. Those both are interchangeable. Reserve,
that's Hopkinton.
Or the other one, that's tomorrow, or absolute with no reserve.
That's,
and so what
that's
it comes Falmouth down to, Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody had a million-dollar home, but they owe the bank $500,000, well, that's going to be the debt's going to be the reserve, and then basically becomes the springboard for where the marketplace decides how high that's going to go. So they've got the protection of a reserve if they've got some debt on the property. But I tell you what, Howie, right now in this market, if somebody doesn't have debt on a property and they do it absolute at the end of it, they'll say, yeah, that's exactly the number that I thought it was going to bring. Why? Because that's the type of market we're in right now.
Wow. This is a once-in-a-lifetime market, I think. It's a bubble, I think. But, you take advantage of it, I guess, if you're on the other end of it. So, Justin, how do people get in touch with you if they want to use your services of J.J. Manning Auctioneers?
If they want to call, they can call my man Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. Or they can visit our website at jjmanning.com.
Okay, give us that number one more time.
Yep, call Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. And it doesn't mean I won't talk to you, too. It just means Charlie's my man, and he's the first guy to talk to.
Tell the guy in Hopkinton I'm glad he's using you, and I hope he gets a good deal, and I'm sure he will in this market. All right.
Yeah, he's confident. He's confident in all of that.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Justin Manning from J.J. Manning Auctioneers. You know what I miss? A real true break. Not a running away from life break where you hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic that... You've heard these people talking about it even today with the restrictions being relaxed, with the number of cases at an all-time low since last October, since the weather's getting warmer and the days longer. They're still getting hassled at the supermarket. Do you really need to deal with the Karens? And with HelloFresh, it's not like you're getting takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. HelloFresh offers you whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. Now that I'm back in Massachusetts, I'll soon be ordering a new bunch of HelloFresh meals. They're always good. They have more than 25 a week that you can pick from, so you can get any kind of meal you want, whether it's low-cal, vegan, anything.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, they've got it all.
HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door, Karen-free, and delivers them contact-free, and you don't have to worry about those stupid one-way aisles. You don't have to worry about when to put the mask up. You don't have to worry about busybodies in general. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. They even include the seasonings you need to make it taste even better. And with more than 25 chef-created recipes, as I mentioned earlier, to pick from every week, you will never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
We're setting out a universal education. It wouldn't just be 12 years anymore. It would be those 14 years, 16 years I'm talking about. Two to start and two at the other end. And as your state has done under your governor and your senator and your congresspersons, your state, if you get 4 years out of here, 2 years out of here, it's 2 years toward a state university.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Two years.
Tears for fears. Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yikes. And you'll never hear any of these cuts on the network newscasts. I mean, could you imagine if Trump had done that, that they had performed in this manner every day for 4 years? They would have been on every one of these nightly, quote unquote, late night comedy shows that nobody watches. God. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls here. We'll open up the lines. Don't wait until Sunday to surprise mom with a Mother's Day gift from 1-800-Flowers. Let her feel the love all week long with an early bouquet of 24 multicolored roses for $29.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Code Howie. You got to do it. Might as well do it now. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you know people who are still afraid to go outside?
I most certainly do.
43% say they do as well.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. So Charlie Parker was out today. We might as well play these cuts. It's not a Hall of Fame day for Charlie Parker, but it's the usual stuff. He screws up the, well, you listen to this, cut 34.
You can go to vaxfinder.mass.gov to find availability in your area.
That's, of course, assuming someone still wants to get it. Cut 33.
If you're someone who's waiting to book your appointment when it's easier to schedule one, this would be a really good time to sign up and get your shot.
Because, you know, even though, you know, once you get your shot, you're still going to have to keep wearing a mask. And then, you know, it's still just in an emergency situation. And, you know, people are occasionally dying, not many, but some are dying. You still want to get that shot.
But that's a problem that I'm hearing about more and more. They're opening up more and more vaccination sites and fewer people either are getting or want to get their vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to weigh what is the upside of getting a vaccine if they're still going to
if you're still going to kill grandma.
If you're still going to kill grandma, if you're still going to have to social distance, if Massachusetts is determined to be the last state in the country to reopen, if they're going to still hassle you in places like Brookline and Salem and God only knows how many other places, what the hell is the point of getting a vaccination? Especially, you know, again, I've always taken a lot of vaccinations for various things. I don't care. I'm old too. I don't have to worry about my fertility. But if you're worried about any of those things or you have a hangup, you know, who are we to tell you to get a shot? Cut 35.
You know, this is me tooting Massachusetts' horn a little bit. We are by far the biggest state in New England, and we're the only state in New England that's part of the top 25 states that have at least 5 million people. Smaller states, generally speaking, in terms of population, have generally had more success than some of the larger states in getting to a bigger proportion of their population faster.
Charlie, now that we're talking about stats, what's the death rate in Massachusetts in the 50 states? What was the unemployment rate last summer? What's the nursing home death rate in Massachusetts? Can we talk about some of those stats? When we come back, we'll have more with you. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I got my second shot today, says 617, at one of the big pharmacies. I found it really funny that the pharmacist asked me if I knew anyone that needed a shot and then proceeded to say that they had plenty of them. Now comes the peddling of shots that they will give away to lure you in and collect all the government money allocated. Oh, God. 978, I can't kill Grandma. Parker already did. Officer Mark, we're talking about the masks are still required in parts of New Hampshire. Officer Mark says, my tiny New Hampshire local general store is now mask-free and busier than ever. I think a lot of that has to do with being in a small town, though, Officer Mark. I mean, the larger towns everywhere are still more into this than the small towns. That's why, because that's where the Karens tend to congregate. And, you know, they flock, all the Biden voters flock together, birds of a feather. 844-500-4242. I talk about how magazines are all the same and how magazines are pathetic these days, aren't they? Now Nantucket Magazine is apologizing for a recent cover story featuring Barstool Sports founder David Portnoy. There was blowback from readers who cited the Swampscott native's history of, quote, offensive remarks and actions. In a note to readers, the publisher and the editor said they had, quote, heard from various members of our community who vehemently object to the magazine's glowing cover story on Portnoy's efforts to raise money for small businesses affected by the panic. What a bad guy. The editor wrote, we never want to hurt, offend, or disappoint any of our readers with the stories we publish. Boy, there's a formula for an exciting magazine. Never want to offend anybody. Accordingly, we formally apologize for any pain caused to those who may have objected to this May cover story. Oh, brother. 844.
The guy's raised millions of dollars for small businesses that would have right. closed their doors had he not stepped in.
Right. And he's provided he set up a website that people enjoy. He's provided a service to a lot more people than read Nantucket Magazine, I dare say.
He's done more for small businesses than Charlie Parker has, that's for sure.
Well, Charlie Parker is just, he's in a race to see if he can kill more small businesses or more grandparents. I don't know. They're running neck and neck as far as I can tell. So anyway, Portnoy posted a Facebook comment on in response to the magazine's apologies to its readers Friday night. Everybody who doesn't like me should go bleep themselves. Which was the proper response, I would say. 844-500-4242. Roy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roy.
Hey, Howie. Hey, look, man, I listen to your show all the time. I enjoy it, man. I really do. I moved up here from Texas back in 2013. Built a house up here. I'm a contractor. I have to travel around the country. But my question is this, man. Where are the real patriots? And I'm not talking about the football team. Where are the patriots? You got this big sign, logo on every license plate in New Hampshire, live free or die. Nobody's abiding by that. You might as well change that slogan. And the governor dropped the mask mandate. You still got people. You go into, I live in Rochester. You go into the Hannafords. People are scared to go into the Hannafords without a mask.
Roy, I'm going to give you, you want me to give you the answer that a native of New Hampshire would give you? Those people you're running into at Hannafords, they came up from Massachusetts. Those are the people who are scared. I mean, though, and there's a lot of truth to that. You know, if you were here 30 years ago, they had a governor named Meldrum Thompson who wanted to give nuclear weapons to the National Guard. You had a newspaper that just used to kick the bleep out of every politician, the Manchester Union leader. I mean, New Hampshire is just not the same state that it was. It's been ruined by, I hate to say it because, you know, I'm from Massachusetts. It's been ruined by people from Massachusetts moving in.
Well, you know, Howie, I'm about ready to move back to Texas, man. Well, Florida, one or the other, man. I haven't made up my mind yet, man. But it's like, I just can't take this, man. I cannot take
Boy,
this.
I'll tell you, Roy, Texas had a hell of an election day on Saturday. Even the conservatives even ran rampant in Austin, in Travis County. They did away with the law that allowed the bums to camp out in the capital city of Texas, the Lone Star State. And, you know, two Republicans finished in the number one and two in the jungle primary in the 6th District north of Dallas, Texas. I mean, the thing is, Roy, though, you know, and you're from Texas. I live in Florida sometimes. We got to worry about people like ruin New Hampshire, ruining Texas and Florida, don't we?
Yes. How about that, Howie? How about that? How about I got some other spots that I keep close to the vest that I'm looking at, but I keep it close to the vest because I want to move when not tell everybody. Hey, man, I just want my own piece of area where you're away from being dictated to.
He doesn't want the chaff to blow in with him,
right, Roy? Roy, as the old saying goes, all we ask is to be left alone. Right?
Exactly.
That's what Americans really want. We want to be left alone.
Where are the Patriots, man? Where are the Patriots?
Thanks for the call, Roy. 844-500-4242. 917. Remember when all these publishers and news outlets prided themselves on fighting the censors? Yeah, how about speaking truth to power? It's funny, almost every other episode of The Twilight Zone is about the perils of censorship and single-mindedness. And here we are 60 years later, and we're living Rod Serling's worst nightmare. It's really true. I mean, who are this is a magazine that appeals to the upper crust of the upper crust. What the hell are they afraid of? You know, I mean, I don't think any of these city or regional magazines are long for this world, or maybe they'll just exist on, you know, online in some form or another. But I mean, I don't think that they're going to prolong their existence by just, caving in every time some Karen expresses her revulsion at the fact that they're lionizing a politically incorrect guy who did a lot for the community. For a lot of communities. 207 says, liquor store in Northampton, New Hampshire took down mask sign last week. That's because it's it's run by the state of New Hampshire. That's Chris Sununu. Back up now. Ironically, it's back up? I can't believe that. Ironically, everyone was wearing a mask anyway. I'm surprised by that. I would think they would have kept it down. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, this is for Mr. Charlie Parker, who I consider a dupe and a dope. 2017 CDC stats for Massachusetts now, flu/pneumonia, 15.9% mortality rate. Compare that to today's national COVID rate of 1.78%, right? That was nine times more that you would die with the flu in 2017 in Massachusetts. You take the 2.5 or 6 rate, what is that, like 3.9, almost four times. So that's a perspective that this clown can't face.
I know. It's ridiculous. We're going to have a guy named Niall Ferguson on the show on, I think, probably Wednesday. And he wrote a great piece for he's got a book coming out about, it's called Doom, The Politics of Catastrophe. It's going to be published, I think, tomorrow. But he's comparing the Asian flu of 57-58 to what happened here. And, I've told you before that, I read the mysteries from that time, and they're passing references to it. The mayor got sick, and that was on the radio that he's not coming in because of the Asian flu, or the boss had to get a new secretary because his regular secretary got sick. And, The first line of On the Road by Jack Kerouac, which was published in the year of the Asian flu, here's how it begins. I had just gotten over a serious illness that I won't bother to talk about. Oh, man. If only we could go back to those days when people didn't talk about this BS. But Niall Ferguson, and again, we're going to have him on in a couple of days, a striking contrast between 1957 and the present is that Americans today appear to have a much lower tolerance for risk than their grandparents and great-grandparents. As one contemporary recalled, for those who grew up in the 30s and 40s, there was nothing unusual about finding yourself threatened by contagious diseases. Mumps, measles, chickenpox, and German measles swept through entire schools and towns. I had all four. We took the Asian flu in stride. We said our prayers and took our chances. Perhaps a society with a stronger fabric of family life, community life, and church life was better equipped to withstand the anguish of untimely deaths than a society that has, in so many ways, come completely apart. It's so true. So true. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer, so my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. Wherever you go, if you're in your car, you know, the way it works now is not everybody likes the same music. Not everybody likes the same podcasts. So you're going to want to have podcasts. If maybe you just bought an RV so you don't have to deal with all the BS of going to restaurants and stopping at motels and social distancing. But, you know, if you're spending time in close proximity with people, you're going to want your own entertainment. And that's where Raycons come in. Whatever you're doing, whether you're working at home or preparing something in the kitchen or you're in your car, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit.
I always say it. I look forward to doing anything with my Raycons in because it just puts you into your own little world. You're in a very happy place. This weekend, I mowed the lawn, and I think I took more time mowing the lawn with my Raycons than I would have if I didn't have them because I wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep listening.
Right. Raycons are built to go wherever you go. Taylor was just cutting the lawn. You could do it when you're, doing any kind of work around the house, whether it's laundry or dishes or anything else, whether you're driving, whether you're exercising, whether you're on your bike or walking or playing golf, even playing golf if you don't want to deal with the other members of your foursome. With quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case and the 24-hour battery life. You know how 24 hours, that gives you plenty of time. That's days of listening pleasure without having to recharge. You can take them anywhere. Take them to the workouts. Take them to work. Take them in the car. It's an absolute must-have for your daily grind. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Folks, trickle-down economics has never worked.
Yeah, taxing the rich has never worked either. Trickle-down has worked a lot better than taxing the rich. He wants to raise the taxes so high he's going to get less money because people are going to run away and figure out ways to reduce their income. And he doesn't care about it. It's a way to punish people. I don't know why he wants to punish people. 844-500-4242, 603. Curious why you have said so little about the vote audit in Windham, New Hampshire. I'm the one who told the president of the United States about that audit. I told him that at dinner a couple of months ago. Corey hadn't even told him about it. I mean, I'm following it, but what's going on with it? It's just kind of dragging on like the vote audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. I'll talk more about it. 844-500-4242. Paulina, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paulina.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I was compelled to call because I was so happy to hear you say that you beam when you see people without their masks.
I do.
So Me too. The other day, my son and I were walking the dog, and we're walking by the playground, and I see all these poor little kids with their ears all rolled up with the masks on, and so disgusted. I turn the corner, and I see the most beautiful thing. A group of teenagers, I don't know, let's say 12 to 15, about 5-6 of them, all together, huddled, skateboard. Hey, I really like your dog. No masks. I walked over, I said, you guys are awesome. This is what it's all about. And they all beamed, Howie, and I loved it. I saw smiles.
I know. You know, last summer, we used to, the mailroom manager and I would be driving around and we'd see these kids on a playground and we'd see them with no masks on. We'd both say, somebody called a snitch line. We got to get these kids masked up, damn it. People are having a good time. Charlie Parker will be angry about this. But I'm with you. We've got to get back to normal. This is even if these people have got to be deprogrammed. That means they've got to give this up. They can't ruin everybody's life. They can ruin their own lives. Feel free to ruin your own life. It's a free country, but don't ruin everybody else's lives. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I just did a quick thing. I wanted to follow up on your quote of Lincoln.
Yes.
Will and Averill Duran were two historians that were writing back in the early 1900s, and they had a different take on the quote. They wrote, you can't fool all of the people all of the time, but you can fool enough of the people enough of the time to rule a rather large country.
Is that what they quoted him as saying?
No. That was their analysis of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not Joe Biden, but Joe Biden's handlers are proving that right now, aren't they? I guess you're right. The Durants had something going for them with that.
If I didn't have these positions, I'd be sleeping in a Lincoln bedroom, rather than the president's bedroom.
He doesn't know the difference. Again, last week he was talking about that when he was vice president flying on Air Force One, which I think is rather frowned upon more than somewhat. And now he's talking about sleeping as the vice president in the Lincoln. Oh, God, he's non compos mentis. Thanks for the call, Jack. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie, this is Bruce in Maine. I just wanted your opinion. Like, I was listening to your channel earlier, and then I was in an area where it didn't come in clear, so I switched over to one of your competitions for a minute, and it was the New Hampshire version of NPR. And they were, like, almost rabid when they were talking on the radio saying that the vote recount down in Arizona is Republicans shredding democracy and that it's a slow-motion coup. And then they even pivoted to say that we're doing the work of China. We work for China now. So I don't know if they know what's coming out of the news.
Bruce, if the election was on the up and up, I mean, they should be welcoming an audit, shouldn't they? I mean, isn't it all about transparency? And we have to
10,000%.
Right. Right. Bruce, what are they afraid of?
They just don't want the truth out there. But the funny thing is, even though the Republicans have always wanted the transparency, they even said that in that recount that Democrats wanted oversight and they're keeping oversight out of there. What are they doing in the dark? And I mean, they made it sound so evil, and they were literally almost yelling. It was one New Hampshire politician, but I don't know her name, and then the female that was hosting the show, but they were just frothing at the mouth. And I was like, holy crap, they're just crazy over here.
Yeah, I methinks they doth protest too much, Bruce. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. This is quite a situation we find ourselves in. But again, the good news today is Joe Biden has said that no one making under $400,000 will be paying anything in income taxes. That's what New Hampshire Public Radio should have been talking about today. The good news for taxpayers. I'm Howie Carr.